Chapter 1. The Rebellion. In heaven, before his rebellion, Lucifer was a high and exalted angel, next in honor to God's own Son. His face, like those of the other angels, was gentle and radiated happiness. His forehead was high and broad, showing a powerful intellect. His bodily form was perfect, and his bearing was noble and majestic. A special light beamed from his face and shone around him, brighter and more beautiful than around the other angels. Yet Christ, God's Son, was over all the assembly of angels. He was one with the Father before the angels were created. Lucifer envied Christ, and gradually he took upon himself the command that belonged to Christ alone. Angels acknowledged Christ as the ruler of heaven, his power and authority the same as that of God himself. Lucifer thought of himself as a favorite in heaven among the angels. God had given him a high position, but this did not bring from him gratitude and praise to his Creator. He aspired to the height of God himself. He gloried in his exalted status. He knew that he was honored by the angels. He had a special mission to carry out. He had been near the great Creator, and the endless beams of glorious light surrounding the eternal God had shone especially upon him. He thought how angels had obeyed his command quickly and cheerfully. Weren't his garments light and beautiful? Why should Christ be honored like this rather than himself? He left the immediate presence of the Father, dissatisfied and filled with envy against Jesus Christ. Hiding his real purposes, he gathered the angels around him. He introduced his subject, which was himself, like one who had been wronged. This chapter is based on Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 14, Ezekiel 28, verse 12 to 17, Revelation 12, verse 7 to 9. He talked of how God had neglected him and given preference to Jesus. He told them that from that point on, all the sweet liberty the angels had enjoyed was ended. For hadn't a ruler been appointed over them, to whom they must ever after yield slave-like honor? He told them that he had called them together to assure them that he would no longer submit to this invasion of his rights and theirs, that never again would he bow down to Christ. Instead, he would take the honor upon himself that God should have conferred on him, and he would be the commander of all who would submit to follow him and obey his voice. There was sharp disagreement among the angels. Lucifer and his sympathizers were trying to restructure the government of God. They rebelled against the authority of the Son. Angels that were loyal and true tried to win this mighty, rebellious angel back to the will of his Creator. They clearly showed that Christ was the Son of God, existing with him before the angels were created. He had always stood at the right hand of God. His gentle, loving authority had not ever been questioned before, and he had given no commands but those that it was a joy for the heavenly forces to carry out. They urged that Christ's special honor did not detract from the honor that Lucifer had already received. The angels wept. They earnestly tried to persuade him to give up his evil design and submit to their Creator. Up to that time, they pointed out, everything had been peace and harmony. What possible reason could there be for this dissenting, rebellious voice? Lucifer refused to listen. And then he turned from the loyal and true angels, denouncing them as slaves. These angels, true to God, stood in amazement as they saw that Lucifer was succeeding in his effort to stir up rebellion. He promised them a new and better government than they had, in which there would be complete freedom. Great numbers expressed their intent to accept him as their leader and chief commander. As he saw that his efforts were met with success, he flattered himself that he would soon have all the angels on his side, and that he would be equal with God himself. Then all would hear his voice of authority, commanding the entire host of heaven. Again, the loyal angels warned him, assuring him what the consequences must be if he persisted. He who could create the angels could overturn all their authority by his power, and in some decisive way punish their boldness and terrible rebellion. To think that an angel should resist the law of God, which was as sacred as God himself. They warned the rebellious to close their ears to Lucifer's deceptive arguments, and they advised him and all whom he had influenced to go to God and confess that they had been wrong for even admitting a thought of questioning his authority.
Many of Lucifer's sympathizers wanted to follow the counsel of the loyal angels and repent of their dissatisfaction and be welcomed again into the confidence of the Father and his Son. The mighty rebel then declared that he was acquainted with God's law, and if he did agree to submit and give slavish obedience, his honor would be taken from him. No more would he be entrusted with his high command. He told them that both he and they had now gone too far to go back, and he would risk the consequences, because he never would bow in servile worship to the Son of God. He claimed that God would not forgive, and now they must assert their liberty and take by force the position and authority that was not willingly given to them. In this way, Lucifer, the light-bearer, who shared God's glory, who stood next to his throne, by transgression became Satan, the adversary. The loyal angels hurried to the Son of God to tell him what was taking place among the angels. They found the Father in conference with his Son to determine how, for the best good of the loyal angels, they could forever put down the authority that Satan had claimed for himself. The great God could have hurled this arch deceiver from heaven immediately, but this was not his intention. He would give the rebels an equal chance to test their strength and might against his own Son and his loyal angels. In this battle, every angel would choose sides for all to see. It would not have been safe to allow any who joined Satan in his rebellion to continue to occupy heaven. They had learned the lesson of genuine rebellion against God's unchangeable law, and this is incurable. If God had exercised his power to punish this chief rebel, discontented angels would not have been unmasked. So God took another course, because he wanted to reveal his justice and his judgment clearly to all the heavenly beings. War in heaven. It was the highest crime to rebel against the government of God. All heaven seemed in commotion. The angels were assigned in companies, each division with a higher commanding angel at its head. Satan was warring against the law of God because he was ambitious to exalt himself and unwilling to submit to the authority of God's Son, heaven's great commander. All the angels of heaven were summoned to appear before the Father. Satan unblushingly announced his dissatisfaction that Christ was honored before him. He stood up proudly and urged that he should be equal with God. Good angels wept to hear the words of Satan and his insolent boasts. God declared that the rebellious should remain in heaven no longer. They had held their high and happy existence on condition of obedience to the law that God had given to govern the high order of intelligences. But no provision had been made to save those who dared to transgress his law. Satan grew bold in his rebellion, expressing his contempt for the Creator's law. He claimed that angels needed no law, but should be left free to follow their own will, which would always guide them rightly. Law, he said, was a restriction of their liberty, and to abolish law was one great aim of his taking a stand in opposition. The happiness of the angels consisted in their perfect obedience to law. Each had his special work assigned him, and until Satan rebelled, there had been perfect order and harmonious action in heaven. Then there was war in heaven. The Son of God, the Prince of Heaven, and his loyal angels engaged in conflict with the arch-rebel and those who united with him. The Son of God and the true, loyal angels prevailed, and Satan and his sympathizers were expelled from heaven. All the remaining angels acknowledged and adored the God of justice. Not a taint of rebellion was left in heaven. Everything was peaceful and harmonious again, as before. Angels in heaven mourned the fate of those who had been their companions in happiness and bliss. All heaven felt their loss. The Father consulted his Son about immediately carrying out their plan to make human beings to inhabit the earth. He would place them on probation to test their loyalty before they could be made eternally secure. They were to have the favor of God. They would talk with angels, and angels with them. God did not see fit to place them beyond the power of disobedience.